Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves. You're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
The Bert Show.
All right, so we get this resume. Or not a resume. Is it a resume or is it just a reference call?
Well, we got it. Here's the way it all went down. Is Tracy got a telephone call from someone who called the front desk, obviously between the hours of 11 and 11:45. And
then we have a reception.
Right, and they were
Oh, dude.
And they were able to
so true.
And that person's working overtime because it's usually 11 to 11:30.
Okay. And we're able to get transferred to Tracy's desk, and it was a person who wanted a reference and said there's, you know, somebody who wants to be a part of work at our radio station, and we need to know about their time with your radio station. And Tracy said, okay, and wrote the person's name down and blah, 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 and just took, you know, information. I don't know if it was a voicemail or whatever, but got the name of the person and then mentioned it to me. And I'm like, God, doesn't seem, I don't know. Like, I don't know. The name doesn't seem familiar. And
no.
I said, let's ask Bert. And I was like, well, no. And then,
bad memory.
Yeah. So,
I think.
So let me, so what ended up happening was we were able to, Tracy called back and said, you know what, we're having a little bit of trouble putting the pieces together. Okay, is there anything you can do to help us out? And the person at this tiny little radio station said, well, would it help if I just forwarded their email to you, which included their resume and cover letter? And Tracy goes, yeah, that might help.
You know, I think as a potential employer, if you hear the reference say, we don't remember who that person is, it probably makes a pretty bold statement.
But it could have been for like the wrong department, or it could have been like for sales, or you know what I mean?
Well, no, not that, nope. So here's what happened. So, and the reason was Tracy said, you know, said, God, we do have a lot of people who are involved in the show, you know, because it could also be, you can put it, if you're an intern, you can put that on your resume.
Of course. So we want you to.
Yeah, we have a lot of people who are involved in the show. So if there's anything else you can help me out, I can go back and look. But this is like early 2000s. So it was a long time ago. So the person at the little radio station forwarded the email to Tracy, which included the resume and cover letter. So I'll just read from the resume and cover letter. And then we have since figured out who this person is.
Oh, really?
So we need to debate how to handle it.
Okay. Okay.
So the resume says, objective, seeking for an interesting and challenging role in radio sales management. So there's a typo in their objective, but it's seeking an interesting and challenging role in radio sales management, education, University of Georgia, skills, irrelevant here, related experience. And then there is a company that I've never heard of, a broadcasting company that is not here in Atlanta, where they were a salesperson. Then there is a company that is here in Atlanta called Cox Communications.
I've heard of them.
And they were did some time there as a sales assistant.
It's not jail.
And then what's
did
that?
Some
did
some time there. Time, there. Time served.
And then, it's just a different company. It's not jail.
Was an employee ..
Okay, but then they
broke out in 2006.
But then they started their time in the broadcasting field at Q100 Radio.
Okay.
on-air personality and website blogger, February 2002 to October 2003. Participated in top-rated BERT show discussing dating and relationships. Reviewed dating in Atlanta on Q100Atlanta.com. Worked with client and station partners to execute promotions and events.
Okay.
That's their only on-air experience. Everywhere else, it's a sales assistant type position.
Okay, and the position, again, that they are applying
sales
for
manager.
Is sales manager. Got
then
it.
In their cover letter, it's your standard issue, blah, 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 cover letter, so I'm not going to read the whole thing, but the lines that pertain to Q100, I'll just read those two. I have several years of radio experience on both sides of the building, sales and on-air. Blah, 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 blah. I am confident that my combination of practical work experience as a seller, a sales assistant, and on-air personality, plus my solid education, has blah, 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 blah. Right?
Okay.
Sounds good. Right.
So we've done some research. In February of 2002, we did a radio bit where we got a girl on the air with us for five consecutive days to go out on five dates with five different guys.
Okay.
She wrote about her experiences on our website and followed up with us every morning on how it was going. I believe the objective of the date was the five guys, tell me if you remember this, Bert.
I don't.
Were five guys from five different parts of town.
Okay.
And I think it was an ITP versus OTP type of dating.
I don't.
Thing.
I remember like doing it with different
I don't
businesses,
remember.
But I don't remember doing one with different parts of town.
I don't even remember.
Like, we'll date a doctor on one day, we'll date a salesperson.
This is the same idea. Like, okay. Kennesaw was Monday, Buckhead was Tuesday.
So she was a listener who called up to participate
Indeed.
In this.
Indeed. So,
but that's so, awesome.
But here's what she did. She
on
said,
air personality.
So she was on with us, I would say, for a week. Let's guess a week and 2 days. Because, you know, every day during the week. And then I'm sure that we talked to her.
Follow up.
A follow up and all that stuff. So that, well then, but she says she was here after October 2003, and if it's the person that, well, the person that we're thinking of called back in October 2003 to tell us that since the bit she had been dating one of the guys, but they had just broken up, and if we wanted to do it again, we could.
So she just gave us an update.
And she was back on the air in October of 2003.
Okay. Her
but
second shift.
Her resume says she worked with us the entire time.
On-air personality and website blogger, February 2002 to October 2003.
Great. That is fantastic.
So
talk
now,
about spin.
Awesome.
But you said initially that you think that this is a person that we should help out.
I think that we just say, I think Tracy confirms it. However you have to do it, you know how you have to do it the human resources way?
See, now you're going to set a precedent.
I think any one of our listeners who's been on the air can claim they're an on-air personality.
Well, she was creative.
Exactly.
And she's going for
a
sales job.
Right.
Like, she's selling herself right here. And she's going for a sales manager position. I'm impressed.
I am too.
I'll tell you what, there's a difference between being creative, which would be stretching the truth, and lying. She's boldly lying here. She was never an employee, never worked for Q100.
Is it that she was employed with us, or it's just that she had experience
with us? It says Q100. It says related experience.
See, related experience doesn't mean related employment.
I give her credit for trying really hard, but no.
Related,
I think it's fantastic.
Related experience. It does not say pay, because, you know, like, it does not say, it says account executive. At this company she's at now, she's been there since the summer of 07. And then it says, I mean, it doesn't specifically say that she was, when she was over at Cox, that she was a paid employee.
Is there something like, here
perhaps,
to asking
perhaps
people?
She was a courier and she delivered something to the
sales
Cox
related.
Building. Yes.
Good morning. Looking for ways that you really stretched on your resume. Who's this?
This is Desmond.
What's going on, Desmond?
I put on my resume a couple of years ago when I was coming out of college that I had experience wiring explosives because I had worked at a fireworks show for a couple of years with my uncle.
Wiring explosives.
Oh, wow. Now, today they'd probably get you flagged by the FBI, but you know.
Right.
At one point, it was good experience to have.
Well, thank you for calling, and thank you for being an employee of the BERT Show. We appreciate it. Yes. Good morning, Lisa. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi, every time that I fill out a job application, I always never put that I ever got fired. If I ever did get fired, sometimes I didn't, but sometimes I did.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell them that I moved because I've lived all over the country because my dad's in the military, or he was when I was younger.
Oh, I can understand
well,
that.
Well, it could be true. I mean, you moved from whatever, you know, Grant Park
to
Midtown.
I always get fired for stupid stuff, and then I never, no one would ever know, and I'm such a good person that...
What
I get fired for?
What are some of the reasons? I'm always fascinated by people who get fired from multiple jobs. So what are a few of the reasons that they told you to stop working?
Well, when I worked at Books and Zillion, I got fired because my manager, she really hated me.
Okay, right.
Really hated me, so she had it out for me.
Right.
So I worked there for like a year, and I was a faithful employee every day, but I ended up getting fired. They took my hours away because this girl got caught stealing. And I said, well, you know, everybody does it because they didn't have any security devices.
Everybody does it.
So I said, everybody does it. So they took all my hours away. And then I was talking on my cell phone one day when I was there, the 3 days that I would work a week. And they were like, Elisa, clock out. You have to go. And I cussed my manager out and walked out.
I think if you're going to go out, you go out with
all of the employees.
We're going to have to get into that one day, how, like, when you got fired, you went out with a bang.
Like Tom Cruise.
Yeah. If you're going to do it, you
teed
do
off
it well.
On your boss.
Taking the fish.
They had it for her anyway.
Yeah.
She's never going to work. She's only talking on her phone and
boss hated
stealing.
Her.
Jim, the stretch on your resume.
Yeah, I was a bag boy at a country club, and I put that I was a country club outside operations associate.
That's
I love it.
Country
great.
Club what? Outside?
Outdoor operations associate.
Excellent.
If you put the word associate next to anything, it gives you more credibility. Hey, Emily, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good to talk to you guys. I'm actually a career coach. And I'm driving to work right now. I spend my days helping people make their resume sound amazing. Mm-hmm. So I've had a lot of experience helping people in this way. And one of the best ones I ever had to do was a mother. She had worked years before, but at this point she was a full-time mother, had to go back to work. So she said to me, what am I supposed to do? I said, you're a mother. You're full-time. This is what you do. You're a manager. So I took her resume, made her sound amazing. I would have hired her. Anyone would have hired her with her management experience. But when you're a mom, you're hands-on. You're doing everything.
What was her job title?
What's her job title?
Director of Family Operations.
Sort of like that. I mean, people looked at this afterwards and were like, this is awesome. So, you know, in the business, it's just a matter of finding the loopholes and finding ways around it. Regarding the woman that you guys were talking about, I was cracking up. I mean, that's really creative. The one thing, if she had come to me, the one thing I would have said to her was she lied and that she needed to put something like freelance or something like that because she didn't work for you guys
freelance.
As you went from February through October.
Freelance is great.
Freelance.
Yeah.
But she doesn't say, if you read it, she never says she was an employee. She says related experience.
Right.
Mm. On-air personality, February 2002 - October 2003. So what if we're just applying the common use of the hyphen? When she didn't mean it to be, she just meant those 2 months.
Right.
Hey, Rachel, good morning.
Hey, Bert, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. I actually put on my resume, I had been a stay-at-home mom for 3 years, so I hadn't worked, and I put on my resume that I was a child care provider.
A child care provider. Yes. Makes perfect sense.
Like I worked at a daycare. Kind of thing.
Sure.
It's great.
So are we giving the recommendation to her or not?
I think
it's a standard legal one anyway. You're not allowed to say anything bad.
Right.
Anyway,
you can either confirm or deny if that person worked for you for that period of time.
Their freelance status.
So what's the vote?
Wendy? I think it's fantastic.
I'm not taking the call.
I say no.
I'm with Wendy. So Jen, you're the deciding vote.
Oh, I don't want to be the deciding vote.
Well, you are.
No, I can't do it. Make Tracy do it.
It's all on you, man. When the call comes in and we put it to you, are you saying she worked here or not?
No, I'm not.
Here, Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Bert Show.
So this helium balloon, this mylar-looking helium balloon, and it was helium, because I was watching CNN yesterday, and they had balloon experts on, and every time Wolf Blitzer referred to it as a hot air balloon, they were really upset.
That one guy was hardcore.
Yeah, man, I mean really hardcore. Like getting upset, like, come on, man, you know the difference. Do I have to explain this to you? Really?
Yeah. How big was the thing?
Like, it's pretty big, man.
20 foot around, 5 foot tall.
20 foot around, 5 feet tall. Okay.
It's pretty big.
So like a car or two cars.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's probably, yeah.
And it was homemade by this family.
Like the size of your Altima, probably.
Okay. What was the reason why they were building it in the back? Was this was it one of these storm tracking type balloons that they would let fly into the eye of a storm? Or was this just like some kind of like pet project the family was doing together?
The understanding or the general assumption is because they are traditionally storm chasers. So the idea was this is their little pet project, and they had this balloon that I guess it would help them chase storms or predict storms. So
because that's normal to do with your kids.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Storm chasing, right?
They contributed stories to the CNN iReport chasing tornadoes with their kids in the car.
Yeah, that's loco to me right there, man.
Crazy.
I mean, your instinct is to protect your kids. That's great if it's your hobby, but once you bring the kids in, anyway, another conversation for another time. So this thing's tethered in their backyard. And the details are still a little sketchy of who cut the ropes and why they were out there actually playing with it. I heard this morning that two of the sons were up on the roof and one of the six-year-old was down with the actual balloon and might have cut it himself, and the kids actually saw it go off in the air. The details are still a little bit sketchy at this point, right? But either way, the thing goes 50 miles in Colorado and it lands and the child's not in it. And Pops comes out, obviously all this media, it had the entire country riveted, captured yesterday. I mean, in my car all over the place trying to find out updates on it, right? So everybody's the same way. And finally they find the balloon and they find the child in the attic. And this is Balloon Boy's dad, Richard, giving his first press conference.
He says he was hiding in the attic. And because I yelled at him then. I'm really sorry I yelled at him. Yeah.
We got him.
Scared the heck out of us.
All right, so that was just the initial impression. He's crying. He's busted up, obviously. I mean, I was stressed out. I have no tie to the family at all. But not knowing what happened to that child.
Yeah.
Because there were all sorts of different reports.
Because Katie and I were talking about it yesterday. And if you have kids, obviously, it freaks you out. If you don't have kids, we were talking like, oh, my God, if we thought our son was in this hot air balloon and then ends up he was scared because initially the story people thought it was he was running to hide because he felt like he was going to get in trouble for untethering the balloon. And so we thought, but I mean, how much would you be hugging the kid and the kid would not be getting in trouble and you're just, oh my God, I'm so happy that you're doing okay, you know?
So then it gets a little sketchy on Larry King last night. Larry's off and Wolf Blitzer is filling in. And he's talking to the dad, and the six-year-old just says something enough to make everybody go, what? What did he just say?
He's asking Falcon, did you hear us calling your name at any time? You did?
You did?
Why didn't you come out?
you guys said that we did this for the show.
Man.
No.
Uncomfortable.
You didn't come out?
No.
So he says, you said we're doing this for the show.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
What show?
It's what nobody can figure out.
Yeah.
Now, Dad tries to follow up and explain exactly what his kid was talking about.
Well, you know, whenever he, whenever we tell him things like, you know, it's a bad thing to do, he does go and hide. He cowls down. And, like, if we go to the store and he wants to buy some candy or something, I have to tell him no. So he's always behind. I mean, the other boys are always telling him, hurry, Falcon, hurry. So he does, he does tend to do that.
So now we're all just as skeptical enough, you know, like, this is the YouTube generation, and the lines are always very blurred on what's real and what's fake, and everybody wants to be a celebrity now. So is this a put on or not?
Well, and
I think it is. 100%.
And the fact the family was on Wife Swap before a couple times, I think. Mm-hmm. And like you said, the kids make music videos, which is not a big deal, but I guess you add to, you know, just you know, the drama.
And not only is the dad a weather chaser, he's a extraterrestrial chaser.
Oh yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just kidding. And, so yeah, I think that. But kids will just say. You know, kids are not going to pre-think, oh, I'm going to premeditate the answer that I'm supposed to say. I mean, here's a six-year-old kid that says something that's probably truthful or probably an impression he got from something that his dad had said. So that's why I was like, wait a second. You know, why would a six-year-old say that if it hadn't been told to him? You know?
And don't they just regurgitate what they hear?
Well, the dad explains what he thinks in his six-year-old mind, his son's six-year-old mind, why he said that. He thinks that maybe because they were on Wife Swap and the cameras were on, maybe the six-year-old was referring to that show.
Whatever.
Here's Wolf Blitzer sort of pressing him on it.
Falcon, they want to know, why you were in the attic, okay, for so long, and why you, say it again.
Why he said, at least he said, we did this for the show in explaining why he didn't come out of the attic.
Squirm.
Yeah, let me interrupt this real quick because I think I can see the direction you guys are hedging on this. Because earlier, you had asked the police officer some questions. The media out front, we weren't even going to do this interview. And I'm kind of appalled after all of the feelings that I went through up and down that you guys are trying to suggest something else, okay? I'm really appalled because they said out in front that this would be the end and I wouldn't have to be bothered for the rest of the week with any shows or anything. So we said, okay, fine, we'll do this. So I'm kind of appalled that you guys would say something like that. You know, it's...
We're not asking anything unusual. You were asked earlier about if this was a publicity stunt. You say it wasn't. The police say it wasn't. The rescue operation say it wasn't. The only thing I just wanted to clarify why Falcon had said earlier we did this for the show, and I just wanted to clarify. I didn't understand what he was referring to.
Well, you know, we were on Wife Swap a couple of times, so the camera crews out there, I would imagine, they'd ask him a couple of questions in reference to this.
What?
And I believe, you know, he meant something to do with that.
So I think what he's trying to say in his very socially awkward way is that maybe in the six-year-old mind, he was still in Wife Swap mode, camera mode, show mode, and somehow he was blurring in the lines in his head somehow.
Well, it's almost like, but if he had said, I did this for the show, you know, maybe... him saying that you said to do this for the show or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Hey, Brent, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, Burr Show. How are you guys?
Okay.
Good.
I think it was staged. Six-year-olds don't lie. I have a six-year-old myself. They don't lie. I mean, this kid was told, I'm sure, and I hate to even think that because why would you do that to your kids? But if he said we were doing it for the show, that's what he was told.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're such a skeptical lot, though, now, you know, because of YouTube and all the scams that we've gone through. Like, you fully believe this thing was made up.
Yeah, I think it's a hoax. Yeah.
So, wait, you said off the air that the dad called the TV station before he called the cops?
Yeah, the Channel 9 in Denver reported that when the balloon went off, he called the television station and said, hey, I want to report this. And they said, have you contacted 911 yet? Or what is 911 doing? And he said, I'm calling them next.
I'm just going to play devil's advocate, and some of my theories are going to be way out there. But let's say in a panic, his line of thinking is, if I call the TV stations, they can get a helicopter up. They've got cameras, and somehow they'll be able to track it better than 911.
No way.
Maybe, but no. Doubtful.
I'm sorry.
But guess what?
We have all been trained since birth. If there is an emergency, there is one number to call, and that is always your first thought.
And the police have helicopters too, you know.
Right. I'm just trying.
I
feel like I have a client that I know is guilty, but I'm getting paid to defend him.
The TV stations are probably going, no, you can call us first. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, I like that bit. The Burt Show's public defender. We got to write that down.
Write it down.
Good morning, Randy. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good.
I love your program.
Thank you.
My comment is, he's using such strange words and verbiage in saying that he's appalled that they're asking his son the question about why he said they did it for the show. I could be angry, but I don't know about appalled.
Yeah, it seems like a deflection, didn't it?
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah,
very
it was like, so. I'm going to put this back on you right now because I have no idea what to say.
Okay, I'm going to play public defender again.
Okay.
So, public defender.
I've just gone through, as a parent, I have just gone through the most stressful day of my life. I've had thoughts all day that I've lost a six-year-old child to a contraption that I built that we worked on together. So it's been the most stressful day of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am taking the time out of my day after this enormously stressful period.
Here comes problem number one.
Enormously stressful. I am giving you the time so you people will just go away. I just told you in this clip that this was going to be the last one I do. And now you're putting it on me like it's some kind of hoax?
Okay, don't be that family now. Now you be Bert.
Uh-huh.
You just found Hayden after he'd been missing for an entire day. It's a national news story that Hayden's missing.
Uh-huh.
Do you do a press conference?
I don't. In fact, I don't.
With your entire family on? Or do you walk out to the front yard and do you send a cousin out and send Wendy out or you send one of us out and go, hey, the family needs some privacy for 24 hours to figure out what went on. They're blah, 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 blah. I'm sure they'll do an interview. Get your checkbooks out. Call us tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't go out there and I certainly don't put my child on national TV that day.
Of course not.
No
for
way.
Sure.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Hey, Amber, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, I just find it kind of hard to believe. I don't believe the whole, I think subconsciously when you ask a six-year-old and they're being drilled over and over again as to what's going on, I think they're going to say what really happened.
Mm-hmm. So you think the kid was telling the truth?
I think the kid's telling the truth because I have 2 6-year-old cousins that live with me, and once it comes down to it, it's not going to be what you told him to say. It's going to be what the kid's really thinking and what really happened. Mm-hmm.
And the police went through, my first thought was, how do you go through your house a couple of times and not find your kid? But police scoured that house twice, and they couldn't find him either.
So he was hiding in the box.
He was in a box.
To get into in the attic.
You think?
Yeah. And it'd be absolutely quiet, be perfectly quiet, pretend you were sleeping. This is going to be great. We're going to get on TV, blah, blah, blah. That family is lucky that Denver didn't close the airport because the airlines would have sued them.
Oh,
I guarantee you that.
Close the airport, didn't they?
They rerouted northbound flights, but they didn't shut the airport down.
Okay.
And I'm not convinced. They say now that they're not going to charge them with anything, but I'm sure, like,
we'll
if you know, all these helicopters and the National Guard and everything, that, yeah, they're going to charge them for that.
It was hard to find a Burt Show listener that actually believes the story is true, but we got one.
Okay.
Hey, John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You know, and I've got a 9-year-old, and, you know, they do strange things. And, you know, I wanted to call in the other day when everybody's been on this rampage about John and Kate plus 8 and the Gosling kids and their effects and how she's did, you know, he said, she said. But here's a classic example, and maybe Jeff will agree with me because he kind of, I think, like him and vice versa, I can relate to him. But here's the thing. Isn't it strange that these parents, and so we live in a society today that these parents are so bent on getting on TV and doing the reality thing. This is a classic example of the effects, the psychological effects that this has on children. This kid, like somebody mentioned earlier, I don't remember who it was on your show, that here's the cameras. This kid's still living in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps to him, that's his reality for, you know, a six-year-old mind at the mm-hmm. time. And when whatever that show, The Wife Swap, I don't even know what that is, and I don't want to go there, but whatever that show was taped however many months ago, here's the cameras again. This kid maybe does make a mistake and says, oops, I just let go of Dad's balloon. Now what? He hides. Next thing you know, the cameras are in the front yard because Dad's like, hey, look at me, another opportunity to make sure I'm going to call the right station with the helicopters. So, you know, he hears all this commotion, and I have to agree with you, Bert. You know, what were the cops doing not looking in the attic? I mean, that's the first place I would look. Is my, you know, where's my kid hiding? Crawl space, attic, you know, things like that, under the bed.
So I can't tell if you believe because the story is true or you don't believe
it. I totally believe the kid was just, you know, he believed that's his reality right now. Mm-hmm. And it's a sad thing to say, but
yeah,
that's what this country is kind of heading towards. You know, everybody wants to be on a reality show, and they don't care what they drag their children through to get it.
Yeah, that I agree with.
You confuse me, and I don't think I'm on your side.
Well, I just
like you say, the cops went through the whole house. When the cops got there, the dad said, my son saw him climb into the balloon,
mm-hmm.
and then it lifted off. So the cops, I'm sure they said, okay, let's just double check the property and gave a quick look, but they're not going to tear the house up because the dad was insisting that the child was in the balloon because there were two eyewitnesses who confirmed it.
Well, one was his child. The other child said that the six-year-old were hanging out in the balloon or by the balloon, so that's why I led everybody to believe. One thing I do want to say, though, I know a lot of people are calling up saying six-year-olds don't lie. Yeah, they do.
But I've been in, I mean, anybody that's been in trouble as a little kid and you know you are in such bad trouble are so emotional about mm-hmm. it. And the only thing that bothers me is if it was really authentic, I think the boy would have been more upset. You know, I'd be, you know, if he was really afraid of the parents and that's why he went to hide and everything, I just know for me, I would still be a nervous wreck by that evening if I had caused all that commotion.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because I'd be like, oh, my God, Mom and Dad don't love me anymore. Kind of, you know, nervous and crying and stuff. And I don't know.
I definitely wouldn't have been ready to be on national TV.
No way.
Or have my child on national TV.
Right.
It's the Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
So we did get one call. We got one, okay? And here's the theory, is that some women have like sort of this timeline in their head for life, right?
I think a lot of women do. Yeah, you feel like the pressures to not only, you know, start a career and get your education and all that kind of stuff, but also to start a family and get married at a certain time in your life. And I think everybody has different times they want to do that, but most of us line it up on when our moms did it,
mm-hmm.
even though our lives are so different from our moms now.
And there are some women mm-hmm. that will take this to the extreme, that they're very goal-oriented, and if that was their goal, damn it, it's going to get done. So that's really who we're looking for. And like that time that you're supposed to be engaged is coming up, like in a week or 2 weeks or 3 months. And this is the weekend you've decided to go husband hunting.
Yeah.
Is what we kind of have in our head.
I mean, you are hunting. You're out there to find the best prey, and then you're going to capture them, and you're going to make him yours forever.
Brad, is that the name of a dating agency? Because it should be.
Husband hunters.
Because I've known people who said this year, I've never known anybody this weekend, but I have known people who said, you know what, by the end of this year, that's it. I'm going to get married. And sure enough, they
did. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
This is your weekend. Atlanta is your gaming ranch this mm-hmm. weekend. And all the men are behind the gate. You're going to get one.
Yep. There's a target on their head.
You don't know if it's going to be a small one or a big one, but damn it, you're walking home with something. Liz wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I am, well, I'm fine. I was just listening. You guys are absolutely on point.
All right, are you?
Men hunt, women hunt.
So you are husband hunting this weekend?
No, no, I'm married. But my friend, I'm on basically going to be Operation Find a Husband for my girlfriend.
Okay. Okay. Does she know it?
Does she know you're doing this?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm very on point. Like you said, I'm business-oriented. And you know what's funny? It's just like you were talking about moms. I'm not sure if that's actually the point, but it's like a friend of mine told me, he's a former bartender. He said there's a shot clock. There's a certain amount of time. And if you get involved in a relationship, and that's for the men out there, there is a shot clock. You don't make the basket by the time ball goes to the other team. So
you guys understand that?
I mean, I know what a shot clock is. I'm just not getting the analogy.
She's saying it's the same thing for a woman and a baby.
My girlfriend has not had a serious relationship for 4 to 6 years and has been with several men on and off, and none of them got the shot clock. So I am working her.
Okay, so she doesn't necessarily know this is the weekend that...
We've agreed, but she doesn't know how hard it's going to be because she's been crying and whining. She wanted to be married by 28 or so, get ready to have kids or be having them. And she's just gone to heck in a handbasket. And I'm going to sit her down and we're going to go. She's going to bars. She's doing all the wrong things constantly. And that's not how I found my man. So I'm going to have to steer her clear. We're going to sit down and we're going to get a game plan.
All right. So the way you did it is the right way. So she's going to follow that path.
And guys,
well,
just,
it's not
oh, I'm sorry.
Necessarily the right way. I just necessarily realized I'm not going to be sitting there all night. You got to go to certain places with people that are more serious and more responsible.
Mm-hmm. Like where?
Well, I just don't think hanging out in, you know, Vinny's Pub is a good place. I mean, mm-hmm. It can be. I'm sure there's a nice guy there somewhere. But, you know, museum parties, wine tasting, some lecture hall, start going to the concert. I mean, do you guys have any suggestions?
I don't because we all hang out at those places you were just talking about.
Where is Vinny's Pub? It sounds good.
Both my husband and I. But what I'm saying is because it's the end of the year, I've vowed to have her at least dating a man who is not necessarily going to marry her, but will be serious about marrying, not marrying her by the end of the year, but seriously dating her with marriage in mind and is a marriage-minded man.
With all due respect, are you the irritating friend in the group?
Yep.
Like, and to her?
Oh, you were asking her?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
That friend might like her help.
I hope not.
Has she solicited for your help, or are you...
He was just crying. I said, would you like my help? She's like, I don't know what I...
Okay, that's dope. Okay, I thought you were forcing this upon her. Like, I'm tired of hearing you talking. I'm going to find you a man, mm-hmm. You know? And that friends never quite find, I think, the perfect match that you can find for yourself.
Now, here we are. We are into... October right now, and you haven't found this man. So is the bar being set lower and lower and lower?
Well, no. I just started. I'm going this weekend.
Okay.
Oh, this is the weekend. This is the first weekend.
Yes, this is the first weekend of Operation Find a Husband.
What's your criteria? What is the man? What is the perfect prey?
It depends on what she wants. I just want someone who's going to treat her well, who's serious. None of this air by fairy to wait 4 days for a phone. I mean, none of that. No.
So you're looking for a needle in a haystack?
Probably.
Yeah.
But now, they're there.
Are you one
to a place where you find needles, many, many needles. You go to certain places.
Are you one of these women that will absolutely not lose, you will not fail, so you may go into the weekend with the intention of finding a man that fits a whole bunch of different descriptions, but by the end of the weekend, just to say you're successful, you'll find somebody total opposite?
No. I'm not going to, like, you know, knock them down like a bunch of bowling pins. But I'm going to go in there where she's going to make sure that she gets the right idea, the right mind, figures out these kind of men, according to her criteria, which is going to be in the right spots.
Okay.
Okay.
And talking to the right men and feeling good. And we're going to, you know, I'm determined to do this. I mean, look, I met my husband at some crazy friend's museum party, some auction thing. I said nice hello. And then the cliche, bumped into him in a grocery store later, buying basil. So there you go.
Does your husband know about this mission? Is he okay with you?
Yeah, he just laughs and says, whatever. I had no idea you were so on point.
You know, when I watch these war movies, there's always the guy that has the handset that's always, you know, calling back to base. And yeah. I feel like you're that person, you know, like.
She's got the big combat phone.
You're in charge
with
of
the
that
bag.
Operation.
With
yes.
The
I may have
yes.
him. We have a friend that this weekend is having a party, and I'm going to drag her to that party and see how she behaves.
Here is one thing that you are not you're not taking into account. Like,
you're crazy.
You're eliminating all sorts of mojo here. Like, guys can pick up. If a woman doesn't have any mojo at all, then he's gonna he can smell that desperation.
I have a feeling that she's gonna put this future husband in a box in the attic near Bubble Boy or Balloon Boy.
No, I'm not quite that bad. I just want to make sure she has enough self-esteem that she knows that she's better than that, and she needs to go to places where she has class because she is classy. But there are people with class that are going to take you seriously. I mean, there's lots of people out there running around, but there's a certain time in your life when you just have to behave yourself.
Okay, let's do this. Let me put you on hold, and we will get detail by detail of exactly what happened this weekend, and we'll see if you came out successful.
Okay.
All right, good luck on the operation.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Never wow. Gonna, would you call it happen. Husband hunting?
Husband hunting.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen. Because your desperation for your friend, a guy can sniff that out. He'll be turned off by the friend that's eligible based on the aggression of the one trying to set her up.
I agree with you if she holds her hand through the party. But if this woman finds the right things for her friend to attend, not even necessarily together, but if she's finding different types of functions that, you know, like instead of Moondogs, her friend starts going to the High Museum events. And you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if she really helps her target, I think that it's good advice.
I think key to the event, whatever the event is, whether it's Moondogs or the High Museum or whatever it is, I think key to that is our caller not being there. I think that's really going to improve our the woman's
chances.
You
think it should be obvious?
Why you got to be mean? Why you got to be mean?
Why you got to be crazy?
Go ahead, Brittany. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, yeah, I thought it was really funny what y'all were saying because actually me and my girlfriends were talking about this all this week. We're going to Wild Bill's tomorrow night, and we were all talking about kind of our timelines, and mine is I'm 26. I just turned 26, and I want to be engaged by the time I'm 27 and married by the time I'm 28, mm-hmm. and I want to have my first child by the time I'm 29.
Okay.
So I've got I'm on a strict timeline here, and so tomorrow night I start the hunt.
So you've officially said with your friends, like, it's the start line is literally tomorrow night.
Yeah, because I haven't really, it hasn't been that much of an issue up until a couple weeks ago. I turned 26. So now my timeline is kind of getting thrown off. So I need to make sure that I am getting back on track.
We're going to need you to hold on for us, please.
She's not going anywhere right now.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you would compromise what you're really looking for just to have a man?
No, I mean, I don't want to compromise. I'd like for him to be perfect and to be there tomorrow night, tonight. But I don't really want to compromise. But I don't know. I mean, I guess if it gets to that point where, like, in the next year, you know, I don't know. I don't want to lower my standards, though.
You are a woman that we could follow for the next year or so. So here's what I want to do. I want to ask you a couple of questions here. I want to make a checklist right now of the guy that you're looking for. And then we're going to follow you over the next year. And if you get a guy, I'm going to be really curious to see how many of these descriptions are meet the guy that you actually are going to end up with.
What you ended up maybe compromising on.
So what are we looking for here?
Okay, well, wait. If y'all are going to follow me, then I want to be on a voice disguiser just because I don't want people to know I'm crazy.
Oh, sweetie, it's a little late for that.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, no, that's not good. Okay, well, anyway, I want a guy who, I have a college education, and I want a guy who also has a college education.
Okay.
I'd kind of like somebody who, you know, has a job that's important.
Can you define a couple important jobs?
I'm sorry?
What do you consider an important job?
No, I don't mean he has to have an important job. I mean he has to have a job that's,
Having a job is important.
The fact that he has a job is important.
Okay.
Cool.
And has to want kids, has to be honest, and I just don't want any losers. I don't want somebody that will just, you know.
What about looks?
Looks aren't the most important thing, but they are important. I mean, it has to be attractive.
Like, what's your type?
I mean, ideally, you're talking about the greatest dating list of all time for you. So if in an ideal world, this guy looks like what?
Yeah.
Okay. I would love if he was, I'm a tall girl. I'm like 5'6". So he would have to be at least, I wear a lot of heels. Mm-hmm. So he would have to be at least, you know, 6 foot, maybe 5'11", somewhere around there. And
as far as like eye color and hair color, I don't really mind, but I do want him to be good looking. I just like I like a man that takes care of himself, but I don't like a sissy boy. I like a
so you
I
want like
manly
a
man.
You want a man's man, not a pretty boy.
Yes.
What about interests like sports, music, whatever?
Hunting.
I like athletes. I think and hunting and all that stuff's okay too. But I really like
ATVs.
As long as there's some kind of manly man thing that he does. I know that sounds crazy, but I just like if they're involved in some kind of sports or some kind of hunting or some kind of, something.
Some testosterone.
Some kind of something.
She just faded out at the end. Just some kind of.
She wants to get turned on by something he does that is very manly.
Do you consider like cheating on you manly?
No, not at all. I consider that grounds for punishment.
What about religion?
I don't know. I'm not really a religious person. I mean, I live by a moral code, but I'm not really a religious person. So religion isn't that big of an issue to me.
It sounds to me like you really are like the ideal candidate to meet a guy at any given time because you're so open. It's like, I don't really have guidelines, If it comes along and I'm attracted to him, then that's what I'll go with.
Yeah, I think that, I would hate to have to make a big list of things that they have to meet and then, meet Mr. Right and then them have one or two things off. I just, I want that that feeling that you get when you see them, that's just it and you just know it. And I want that. I've never had that. I've always had, crazy boyfriends, and I know y'all think I'm crazy, and I know, and that's okay too. But
I don't think you're crazy. I think so many women, of course, in all of our minds, we do think, okay, you know what? It's about time. It's time, and this is what I'm going to want. This is what I'm going to get, and I would love to have this happen in this time frame. So I don't think you're crazy.
What about an age range?
I don't want anybody younger than me. Around my age, I don't like to date people too much older than me either.
From 26 to...
I just turned 26, so somewhere around 26, 27, 28.
Okay, so that's somewhere between
26. So nobody over 30?
No.
They're old. Okay. Why did you and your...
Well, unless, it was like... I mean, Brad Pitt's over 30, so I wouldn't say no to him, but preferably, I'd like somebody around my age. Mm-hmm.
And why did you and your last boyfriend break up?
Because he cheated on me. We were only together for about 3 months, and he cheated on me. So, okay.
Have you done anything since that breakup to make yourself a better girlfriend so your next boyfriend doesn't break up with you?
Don't listen to him.
Actually, my girlfriends were all talking about that, and we've all kind of been crapped on, and we were kind of thinking maybe we should take a look at this, and so we started reading a bunch of relationship books.
Don't do that.
I have come to the realization that I'm pretty much perfect. I don't know what.
That's a girl.
And we'll leave on that point.
Yes,
I love it.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
All right, so I think half the country was probably trying to get updates all day long yesterday on this family from Colorado.
Talk about the Haney family. Now, they are storm chasers, and they had been making a homemade helium balloon, like a weather balloon, that was tethered to their house. And sometime yesterday, and for some reason that we're not quite sure yet, it became untethered from the house and floated off. Well, then one of the sons had told the parents that he last saw 6-year-old Falcon Haney playing in the basket of this balloon, but was missing now. So the obvious assumption is that the six-year-old is in the basket of this weather balloon that was floating off, and it was reaching heights of like 15,000 feet. The father had called local media as well as 911. Air Force was scrambled out, FAA, grounded flights, the National Guard sent up helicopters. So everybody was following this weather balloon, afraid that this six-year-old was in it, and it was just flying, and they it was going to have to land somewhere. So it finally landed about 50 miles away 2 hours later. So that's why Bert was saying people were gripped to it. And then when it landed, they realized there's nobody in this balloon. So the boy was not there. So now the boy was missing. They're trying to find him. Ends up he was in the attic asleep in a box. And so that was the drama yesterday. And then last night they were being interviewed on Larry King.
Yeah, and after 8 o'clock we'll talk about how a whole bunch of people think the whole thing was just a scam anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But just to give you a little sense of who this family is, apparently they like notoriety. They've been on reality TV shows before, right?
Yeah, Wife Swap 2 times. They put out a music video. The kids did a music video. The guy is submitted. I don't know if you know what an iReport is, but CNN allows just viewers to submit. You know, pretend they're like a journalist or reporter and submit their own videos.
Mm-hmm.
They've been selected 2 or 3 times as iReporters because this guy actually chases tornadoes with his kids in the car. So they've submitted that, and that has made the iReport library at CNN. So they enjoy the spotlight a bit.
So here's the family, a little bit of the family on Wife Swap.
Returning for a second swap are the incredible storm-chasing Heenies of Colorado. Storm season is over, but the Heenies still live a life of adventure. Mom Mayumi is devoted to helping her fringe scientist and inventor husband Richard build a flying saucer and hunt for UFOs, as they hope to find evidence supporting their belief that all humans are descended from aliens. Mayumi also manages to take care of the 3 rough, tough Heenie boys, who are completely out of this world.
Okay. So we're all descendants from aliens?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the family's just really strange. They let their kids do whatever they want, like jump from balconies on the stairs, just do whatever they want. Like the kids are out of control, which is why they were on the show.
We are ourselves a descendant of alien.
Many years ago, I passed out in a fast food restaurant, hit my head on the tile floor. The experience that I went through, I felt as though I was in contact with aliens, and this is just about identical to what I have seen. I had asked who they were, and they said, "We are your parents."
We do like a UFO hunting.
Guys, we're going to aim this at the moon to where if there are UFOs flying around, then we can pick them up.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You guys know I'm good at accents, right? I can hear an accent and I can tell where you're from. And she is. She's from Blokovlo. It's a moon just outside of what you guys would know as Saturn.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's from a place called Crazy Town.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
More on Wife Swap, focusing on the kids.
I have a crazy, crazy 3 boys. Bradford, 9 years old. Rio, 8 years old. And Falcon, 5 years old. Our kids still do burping and farting at the dinner table.
Can you guys do this? This is awesome. It's like entertainment for my Amy and I.
Sweet.
Nasty. And the boys have like potty mouths, and that's at the table. That wasn't off in the couch or up in their room. Like they're burping, farting at the dinner table with food on the table.
They are precious. Gross. Precious little boys.
Just
precious.
Sweet. So sweet. I love burping kids and farting kids.
They're precious. This is, I think, part of the music video that Jeff was talking about earlier that the kids put together, I think.
It's tough to be... I don't know how edited it is because of the name of the song. It's...
What's the name of the song?
It's a word that boys use that is a piece of the female anatomy to describe a boy who chickens out.
Or another word for a cat.
Yep, that too. Okay.
Yeah.
And
the name of the song is not catified.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yes.
Oh.
Dude, that's why you were on 25,000 Pyramid right there, man. Oh, yeah.
Came away with $3.
And how are they? How old are they when they're doing this?
Well, the six-year-old's in here, and it looks like it's within the past 12 months or so.
And she said that the oldest boy was 9.
So.
I hate these pajamas. These pajamas are a stick to me. Pajamas are
So we're establishing they're a little eccentric.
Here we go. Here comes the rock tone.
I don't think it's so peculiar that the dad tries to put a music video together for his kids. That's not the peculiar part to me. I mean, parents do that.
It's the subject matter.
It's the subject matter, of course.
I'm sure Hayden, so you've got Hayden out somewhere on tape singing Dora or, you know, so that song from Cars or something.
Well, I'm so glad they were raising these three little bullies to be able to come into society and treat other people with respect. Yeah. And treat their women with respect.
Degrade women. And,
yes.
So there's not a lot of credibility with this family. And we will play the clips from Larry King's show last night that sort of, they paint them into a pretty tight corner because mm-hmm. the six-year-old that was supposed to be in the balloon says something last night that has the whole country going, wait a minute, maybe this thing wasn't real at all.
Yeah.
Hey, Jill, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. I called in. I wanted to say both the comment that you just mentioned about the little boy saying out loud something like I did it for the show or you said to do it for the show. But even more than that, my little spidey sense was up when I heard that as soon as he figured out the kid was missing, he didn't just call the authorities and the police. He called the media. Mm-hmm. Who calls the media when their kid's missing?
Yeah, I tried to defend this earlier this morning just as sort of like a public defendant because I don't believe it in my heart. But I'm just trying to play all cases out. And, like, you know, the dude is obviously a little out there anyway, right? So maybe his thought process is, if I call the TV stations, immediately they'll do an Amber Alert or something like that. Maybe I don't understand how the whole thing works. I call the TV stations. They'll call other TV stations. They'll get helicopters out there. Maybe that's his thought process.
Maybe.
Have you ever lost one of your kids?
Only for, like, 30 seconds on a playground. It's the worst 30 seconds of your life.
Okay, and in that 30s, because this the phone call to the TV station happened within the first 20 minutes or so. Like, I could understand a couple hours into it once the adrenaline starts to fade off and you're like, all right, my little dude's really missing and I got to do everything I can to find him. So I got the cops out here. They got their canine dogs doing it. They got this. They got that. They got their police helicopter. All right, let me try this. And then you start doing other things. But to do it in the first 15 minutes, you don't. You tear your house inside and out. You call the police, you call your neighbors, you get every family member who lives within an hour's drive down there to help.
It's a lot of holes in the story.
And it's just so funny how after the whole dramatic afternoon that everybody was watching, and then for the little boy to say one thing last night to Wolf Blitzer is what changed the whole... I mean, people may have looked into the family and thought differently today, but I really think that slip by the six-year-old is what has changed everybody's vibe.
The Bird Show.